This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Today, we're checking out Your Brain on Facts by Moxie LaBouche, I believe is how you might pronounce that. I'm probably butchering that last name. Sorry, Moxie. Here's the description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts. Things you didn't know, things you thought you knew, and things you never knew you never knew. Imagine a Venn diagram where the good job brain... Imagine a Venn diagram where the good job brain and lore podcasts overlap with the Today I Found Out YouTube channel and Cinefix list shows, which I guess that makes sense if you know all those shows. That's Brain on Your Brain on Facts. Their website is yourbrainonfacts.com, who obviously listens to a lot of podcasts, and we're going to listen to an episode right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And we're going to listen to episode number 63, and the title of it is Well-Traveled Bodies. Goes a little something like this. Okay. Anytime now.
In the winter of 1976, the $6 million man TV show was filming in a haunted house in Long Beach, California.
Okay.
When a crew member went to move a garish-looking dummy to a different spot, the dummy's arm broke off at the elbow. It was then that the crew member noticed the end of a human bone sticking out of the truncated limb. This wasn't a mannequin. This was Elmer McCurdy, a career criminal who died 65 years earlier in Oklahoma.
Dang.
My name's Moxie, and this is Your Brain on Facts.
Okay.
As a forensic science slash true crime slash weird history buff of the first order, I almost didn't include McCurdy in today's episode of Well-Traveled Corpses, because his story makes all of these lists. But you know me. I like to be thorough.
Actually, I don't.
Elmer McCurdy was born January 1st of 1880 to an unwed mother and adopted by his uncle and aunt. The first 20 years of his life were fairly unremarkable, until a string of personal losses led him to say, "Screw it, I'ma go rob some trains." A brief stint in the army had seen him train to use nitroglycerin for demolition, and he decided to blend the two careers. The trouble was, he tended to be heavy-handed with the explosives, once costing his gang 90% of the money in a safe he blew. The remaining 10% that they did get was in coins that were melted together.
Okay.
McCurdy's final robbery took place on October 4th, 1911, near Okiza, Oklahoma, when McCurdy and his men mistakenly stopped a passenger train instead of the one carrying $400,000 that they were after. The men were only able to steal about $46 from the mail clerk, some whiskey, a pistol, and the train conductor's watch. A newspaper account of the robbery called it, quote, one of the smallest in the history of train robbery.
Nice. First of all, I like this show. It's one of those where when you hit stop, do I want to hear the rest of this? Yeah, because I want to figure out how some guy from, you know, forever ago ended up on the set of the $6 million man. So, yeah, I definitely want to hear the end of this. Nice tease, nice layout of that. The intro music could have been shortened up a bit, but not a deal breaker. There's one thing, though, that it sounds a little bit like you used noise reduction on your file and got maybe a little aggressive, and you're very mid-heavy. So what I mean by that is you sound to me like this.
It's just all nasally and very midi, and the bass has been pulled out, and so has the high end.
Okay, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but to me, the high end seemed to be, you just sound a little muffled a little bit. Now, when you combine this with a music bed, it's not that I couldn't hear things, and it's not that I had to strain hard to hear things, but it wasn't, I had to kind of go, ooh, that's, you know, kind of muffled a little bit. So that would be the one thing I would work on, and that's easy with, you know, either maybe, you know, check your microphone. If you go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, I've got a gear guide there you can look at for microphones and such. But all in all, story-wise, you definitely had me sucked in. You got right to the story, did a great tease with that opening about the $6 million man, Steve Austin. And all in all, I was like, yeah, I want to hear the rest of this. Now, speaking of things you'd like to hear, if you'd like to hear your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, go over to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's only $5. Now, if you want a full review, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's where myself and my buddy Eric K. Johnson, who's got 30 years in radio, go over every single itch of your podcast. Every single itch. Yeah, we itch your podcast or inch. Take your pick. And we go over your website, your podcast, your goals. Plus, you come on the show live with us. It's like two podcast consultants in one, and it's only $99. Plus, you get on our YouTube channel and our podcast. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you, you can't read the label from the inside of the bottle. Take care. We'll see you on Monday. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.